to our third episode of Game Talk. I'm one of your hosts, Riven. And with me, I have our other host, Deceptus. How you doing, man?
So good. How about you, man?
Oh, can't complain. I'm ready to talk some game shop and some. We got some great topics here tonight. I think we're very excited about some good topics, I think. So hopefully we can get people engaged and talking and chatting and having some fun. So I think it's going to be a great topic tonight, a great podcast tonight. We want to start with first. We want to talk about first. We got a lot of topics to talk about tonight. I feel like we got like five topics. One that's not actually on here, up on the windows here.
Let's talk about the Steam Link that's going to be coming out.
So, Steam Link. Has everyone ever used Steam Link? Has everyone ever actually like messed around with Steam Link or used it on a Android device? It's actually pretty good. I've used it on my NVIDIA Shield set top, and it works pretty well. I don't know if you used it, Deceptus.
Oh, no, I haven't used it yet. And it definitely looks really interesting.
It works amazing. So, it's a Steam Link mobile app. It allows you to play your stream games right to your phones. Well, the non-Apple phones anyway. So the app will install into your phone, and then you can finally have it on the iOS. And what you do is it makes a link between through your internet. It makes a link back to Steam. You type in this code that pops up on your computer onto the Steam app, and it makes a connection between the two. As long as you connect it like 5 gigahertz via network, or if you lose your phone via wired Ethernet, it works fine. I would actually recommend that your host computer is hooked up to Ethernet, because Wi-Fi, there can be so many variables and the reason that will stop from the app working. So definitely, if you can, use wired Ethernet. It supports Steam controllers and MFI controllers. So you can like hook up your phone to like a specific like controller that plugs into it, which is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then you pretty much play your phone anywhere. Play your Steam games anywhere on your phone, you know, as long as your battery lasts.
That's pretty crazy if you think about it.
It is. It's insane. I use it on my set top for my NVIDIA Shield, and I love it. It's great. It's like if I want to play a game on my big screen, I just pop that on and just sit down with my Xbox controller, because the Xbox controller hooks up to the PC and it just works perfectly. Like, there's no issue at all. So this is very, rip life, because now Siege can play, Hypnotic can play Siege on his phone pretty much anywhere in his home. I would definitely recommend like something like MFI controller.
Yeah. I wonder how that would work for like MMOs though, for the Steam Link.
It works fine. I played it. They work great.
Oh, you've
yep.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So I would get something like this. This is directly from Apple. It turns your phone into a full blown game platform. So it gives you the full blown like nice. I've never used these controls, but actually it's got an okay rating. There's probably one better ones out there, but this is giving an idea of what that means by MFI controllers. So if you want to turn your controller, your iPhone into like a gaming platform, if you enjoy playing mobile games. So this is pretty cool.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Pretty neat stuff going on. But I think this is gonna be exciting. I love it on the NVIDIA Shield, so I can play my game sitting on my couch, which is a lot of fun. It's like, oh, you know what? I don't want to sit here and play freaking Rage 2 on my computer. I'm gonna put it on my big screen and call it a day and sit down and play with an Xbox controller. And it works full. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so fast. It's extremely fast. And I have both hooked up to the Ethernet, so it's extremely fast. It's very cool. But if definitely into playing mobile games around your phone, definitely check this out. I'm gonna drop all the links in the chat so you can go ahead and grab it. But yeah, this
it's gonna go beyond like iPhone and like iOS as a whole. I wonder if that's gonna happen.
Well, you can do it on your iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV. So long as you have those phone, those apps or those devices connected, you can use all those. So yeah, anything that's running iOS or the mobile iOS. Because they were blocking this a while ago. I don't know why they're blocking. I don't know what the reasoning behind it was. I guess right here it says business conflicts. But they finally approved it, which is very neat. And now they can go ahead and people with iOS iPhones can sit down and play some Steam on their phone, which is pretty cool. Pretty much all your Steam library. So anything in your Steam library, you can play over the Steam Link. It works. I honestly can vouch for it. It works flawlessly. Pretty much. Shut up and pay me. Shut up and give me your money. Welcome back, Danny. But yeah, this will be very cool. So check that out. And if anyone who's looking into controllers, this is where the controllers you can look into to buy it for either your Droid or gaming phone. Either Droid or iPhone. One of the two. So
I'm definitely going to have to get something for that, especially if I'm going to start getting Steam games.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't like playing on mobile, but it's pretty cool. I think we're going to save that one for last. Let's jump into Sony and Microsoft team up. So Sony and Microsoft team up on cloud-based gaming and internet, which is pretty awesome because from reading the article, Microsoft... Windows phone controllers. Poor Windows phone. if you read the article, Microsoft Azure is like the cloud platform that's out there, and it's great for gaming. Like a lot of game, like Rainbow Six uses Azure. There's so many other, like to name one of them that uses their services. What's the biggest thing I read about this article right here. This blurb here, the agreement could open the possibility of cross-play in the future despite previous reluctance between the company firms, the competing firms. So that's huge because now you're going to be on their platform with the cloud, which kind of opens up everything. So now you're going to be almost on the same servers. And hopefully that breaches that wall where we can have some cross-play between the Xbox and PlayStation, which would be very exciting for the next gen for sure. Because there's a lot of games that are coming out that would be great for crossplay.
Definitely.
It'd be huge.
Just imagine if like you realize like how huge that is going to be. Like we'll be able to have a lot of MMO games crossplay.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Terra,
dude, Terra, freaking ESO. There would be like a lot of them in general, man. Like. Now that I think of it, that would be freaking huge, man.
It would be very exciting. I would be like, yay! But
after so long.
Yeah, no, it's been so long. I agree with this statement right here. Sony has taken heat for years over slow downloads, something that typically hasn't plagued Xbox owners. And that was something why I always liked Xbox more. If you were downloading an update, if you were downloading a game, whatever it might be, Xbox has always had faster download speeds. Sony it dragged on for 2 hours. I was like, why does it take 2 hours? And the Xbox updates take like 30 minutes. Like, what's the difference? And the difference is just their servers and their services.
Right. Now, with the PlayStation, there's been people that had like literally like 24-hour downloads because of them having not good internet and stuff.
This is crazy.
But I think from what they stated a while back that they are definitely going to be increasing the download and upload speeds for the PlayStation. The PlayStation 5.
The PlayStation 5. Oh, that'd be cool. But it seems like more than this, the company's definitely getting some bigger... Not merging, but some bigger agreements out of this. So using Azure's data centers and eventually moving it over to Microsoft Cloud Solutions should allow Sony to focus on its own platform rather than trying to solve technical issues, which is pretty freaking cool. So they'll be able to use their cloud solutions to just leverage better gaming, better downloads, just better everything in general from the online side of things. And Sony will also tap into Microsoft's artificial intelligence services to improve the user interface in its products. I kind of like the Sony UI a little bit better than Xbox. It's a little bit more navigational friendly with certain things. But I guess we'll see how this works out with Microsoft's AI. which would be pretty cool. I guess Cortana and whatnot, they'll be able to leverage. Be pretty cool.
I think if I remember correctly about Cortana, I think they're pushing away from Cortana as a whole.
Oh, are they really? Interesting.
Yeah, from what I read a while back.
Hmm. I wonder what they're doing with it, though, because they do have some AI services out there, so I wonder what's actually going to replace. So I guess more to follow up on that, on the AI services. I guess I'll see what they're talking about as this deal goes through more. The biggest thing I got, and then I got to see, you know, this snippet too. So what does Microsoft get out of the deal? Aside from adding a major customer's already profitable cloud business, the company will gain access to Sony's image sensors, which it plans to create a new intelligent image sensor solution. The company appear primarily focused on how to primary functionality of the sensors for enterprise consumers through consumer improvements and improved Kinect style system. So well, that's pretty cool. Yo, Alpha, what's up, man? Welcome in. I think it'll be pretty neat because we'll probably see maybe something like on the VR side of things from Microsoft if they're getting access to Sony's image sensors, which is pretty neat. So
yeah, they've been talking about that for a long while for VR for the next console and stuff. Yeah. It originally was supposed to happen for the Xbox One, but I think if I remember correctly, they scrapped it.
And they scrapped it.
I think they were waiting for the next generation in general to plan out everything. Because it wasn't it called the Hologlass or something like that?
Yeah, the Hologlass, and that kind of just got nerfed or kicked out or bye. Yo, Alpha with the lemon, thank you. I appreciate the lemon, dude. Yeah, it didn't work out very well at all, from what I recall. Like, they kind of canned it, and then the Kinect that came out. Well, that Kinect, they did release Kinect with the X1, and then they just kind of got rid of it.
Yeah.
They were like, that's just garbage.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
No bueno. No bueno.
I mean, the Hologlass in general, it was a really good concept. I liked the stuff that you were going to be able to do with it, and you'd be able to, like, you would have more physical features to change around. Like, I don't know if you knew about it or not. I think it was like 3, maybe 4 years back, they had like a presentation for like Minecraft and stuff, and like the stuff that you could do with the Hologlass in general was pretty crazy.
I don't remember that. I'll have to look it up and check it out, but I don't really remember that. I wasn't really following Xbox. I was more into the Sony PS4 because it was really focused on gaming. Alpha says, it's been a long time since I've been able to see you live, man. Nice to hear your voice again. Oh, thanks, dude. Yeah, it's been good to see you, man. You know, it's been a little crazy. You've been killing it over on Twitch, I've seen. So good for you. That's awesome. Happy for you, dude.
Hypnotic, that I don't think that's really going to happen for them to charge double for subscriptions and stuff. I think it would literally still stay the same. But only time will tell.
Yeah.
But I really don't think that they're going to increase it, though.
No, they haven't increased it yet with like whatever crossplays went on. But I mean, like, I don't know. We'll have to see what they do. But I can't see you being charged one wall than another wall, because that'd be stupid.
Right.
You'd be pushing customers away. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But this is very cool. This was announced, what, today? So this is very, very neat. This is a big move for them, I think. A huge move for Sony, I mean, in general. So Microsoft's got some nice stuff out of the deal, but it's a huge move for Sony. And the fact that it might just open up the possibility of crossplay between the two will be absolutely huge, because we'll get all three systems finally connected, all four, the Switch, the PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4, or PlayStation in general. Maybe we'll see some PS5 up there as well. Yeah, LG says, yeah, starting a new job, working as a prep chef, so I've been crazy, and life has been a little rough lately, but nice to meet you again. I'm about to get myself going. So I can't hang around, but it was nice to save the job in. Yo, dude, I'm glad you got. Congrats on the new job. That's awesome. As a prep chef, congratulations, dude. I'm sorry, life is a little rough. Life can be a pain in the rumpus for sure, man. I'm glad you're doing good though. Thanks for popping in, dude. I appreciate it. It's good to see you. Good to talk with you for a bit. I'll have to stop by over on Twitch. I'll try and make my way over there whenever I can to pop in and say hello to people. But yeah, life is just crazy. I hear that, man. Life is nutso, in the butt so. But so more to come on this. We'll definitely be following this topic pretty closely, because this is huge. If you want to read the article more about it and read the comments and whatnot over on Engadget.com, this is huge. Like, this is a big step up. So I'm looking forward to see what comes out of this.
That is definitely huge. And I think if it's done correctly and if they do bring crossplay, it's going to be crazy, man. Because people have been wanting this for a long time.
We could get like Breakpoint. We could get Breakpoint crossplay or Division 2.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I would love all that. That
Dude,
just,
Division 2? You realize how big the player base would be for that game?
It'd be huge. You know how big the any game crossplay would be? Like, you'd have players everywhere. It'd be insane. You'd open up so many possibilities to this streaming world. It's being so insane. Like, to the streaming world, to the gaming world. Like, you would just open up so many possibilities. So many MMOs, so many just games that are online, like online games that become online services, like Anthem, like the Division 2, like Breakpoint, anything like that. That's like a game, but it's all constantly online, and it has anything connected with a big community like that. You just drop, kind of like pop in, you're always online, and you jump in, jump out of different games between different players. So now you just instead of just looking for the player base, and it's like you can jump in, jump out of people's Xbox games, PS4 games, maybe some certain Switch games. It'll be absolutely insane, and no more walls. I'm tired of the walls of no crossplay. Like, it's 2019. Let's move on from this, guys, and get over yourselves. You know, the players want it. The players want to be able to play with their friends. You know. So I guess more to come with this. I'm excited for it, though. This is a great move in my opinion between Microsoft and Sony.
So. Yeah.
Is this the new president for Sony as well? Like, isn't that a new president? They got a new president, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, maybe this is him moving all his stuff in the right direction.
Definitely, after all the stuff that Sony was pulling and everything within the last year, this is definitely a huge step.
Yeah, maybe this will also boost their security.
Yes, definitely.
Because they constantly still get hacked.
Horrible. It was horrible. I remember so many people that lost their credit card information and got hacked a lot. Yeah. I know the servers kept on getting shut down a lot as well. Just it was pretty ridiculous. Crazy stuff.
Ridiculous. Just craziness, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's true, Hypnotic.
What happened? I think remember saying Sony was low key up to. Yeah. This is probably their thing they were up to. Which is pretty cool. You know, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about this. It's a good move. It's a good move in the right direction for Sony and Microsoft. And hopefully it just brings a lot of walls down that we don't need to have up anymore. Because the walls, I'm just tired of the stupid walls that don't need to be up there anymore. And hopefully maybe we'll get rid of these stupid paid online services and crap that we don't need to see anymore. I'm tired of that too. Like, oh, pay for $60 for online service. And why? Because we don't pay. The only thing we pay for on a PC is the internet. And if you're playing an MMO, you pay $15 fee. So,
now one thing I definitely like about the whole the number one thing I definitely like about how Microsoft is implementing their gold membership now, here soon it's gonna include the Game Pass included with the gold membership.
The gold membership always included that, in my opinion.
Yeah. I remember, like, I think it was like a month or so ago that they announced that it's going to be included in with gold soon.
This is cool because that's huge. Like, I would pay like $60. I would pay $60 a year for that. That'd be worth it to get like tons of games I can just have access to on a whim. You know, I'll never have to buy a game.
Who can- games and stuff that's a win-win situation in general. Yep. You know,
and most of those games you can play on the PC as well, and they're crossplay. So
yeah, exactly.
So it's a
I
big
know
win.
Gears 4 you can play crossplay.
You have State of Decay 2, which you can play crossplay.
Here soon you'll be able to play I don't know if that's gonna have actually it could open an opportunity for Halo, but
Halo 5 is gonna have crossplay. The new Halo 6 is gonna have crossplay.
Yes. Yeah.
Game with gold and PS Plus should only be free random games and discounts. Not if you're getting a game. Not if you're getting a cloud service where I can play any game on a whim. If you're getting, you're potentially just playing. If you're paying for what is it, Game Pass, $60 a year rolled in with their gold, that's a huge deal. You're getting every single game that releases. You never have to go to the store and buy a game. You can just go into your Game Pass, download that right to your Xbox, and start playing. Yep. That's just cloud services. You're paying for cloud service at that point. you're paying for cloud service to say, hey, I want to go out to this library and download this game instead of going to the store and buying it for $60, and I'm paying $60 a year. So,
because let's be honest, everything is going to be going digital soon. For
well, the new Xbox and stuff. The new Xbox is coming out. Well, not the next gen, but the newer Xbox is coming. The new X1 is going to have no CD player.
Yeah, I think it's already out currently.
Oh, yeah, it might have released it, right? Thank you, Pog, for that lemon. I appreciate it, dude. Just mean interim. Yeah, it's not gonna. They're not gonna change that though. That's like asking to move a mountain. It's just never gonna happen. That's just never gonna happen. I don't see that happening anytime soon. People, if you want that to happen, people gotta stop paying for it. You're all doing digital editions to test orders. Yeah, I mean, I don't buy physical. The only time I buy the physical copy of a game I really, really like, and I want the collector's edition, which is very far from you in between. Actually, the Shadowbringers, Final Fantasy 14 Shadowbringers collector's edition. Ooh, it's so beautiful. I might buy it. I don't know.
We'll see. I saw that. It looks really nice.
I might buy it.
I think that's what, like 150?
Yeah, it's like something like that. I don't know. I'll see if I can grab it. Maybe when I go to Foxwoods next week and I win some money, put some of it towards to it. I totally agree with you there. It's a weird setup. I don't know what and you try and look at it, and it's like, why? And it's like, why am I paying for this?
I mean, if you pay for online, you'll have possibly better security and stuff compared to it being free.
Yeah, I mean, there are some. I mean, but I don't know, because Siege seems pretty up to date with their security. Look at Siege. How many times has it actually been hacked? And, like, actually broke down?
Oh, you're talking about, like, for PC or for consoles?
No, just everything. Just anything. Just so PC, I don't know. Because that's a tough top, because I guess you can see that. Because if you look at PS3 and was free at the time, it was always hacked. The security sucked. Yes. But if you look at the PC games, like, there's so many online games you don't have to pay for. Look at Ghost Recon, that shit. But it's also not high-profile gaming, too. But if you look at Siege on the PC, it's never hacked. It's never, but services are never, I mean, it's not brought down. It's doing very well.
I mean, you also got to keep in mind, PC in general always gets updated to where things, you know, balance out, to where you have high security. And then with consoles, it's not. You know, I mean, of course, they come out with updates and stuff, but I remember correctly, for updates in general on consoles, for games, they cost millions of dollars, if I remember correctly.
Right.
But
yeah, but now, that's... Go ahead.
I personally think that it is a good thing for to pay because of the extra security and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally do think that they should lower the prices and stuff for it in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Hypnotic says that's where PS Plus revenue was supposed to go, security. And here it's 2019 and someone stole Tim Martin's account and got him banned. Yeah. And that's just Sony. Like, but if you look at Microsoft, I mean, how often does it happen to Microsoft? It's probably happened. We just don't see it as like big like this. It wasn't never not big content creator or anything like that. But I'm sure it has happened. I just think it's happened seldom less because of just the security behind it. I think Sony, and I always feel like Sony struggled in the online service area where Microsoft always excelled, and that's why I always, when I was a console player, I always played online on the Xbox because it's just 10 times better. The services was 10 times better. I'd rather pay the $60 for that. The PS3 service that was free was trash. It just wasn't good.
Oh, don't remind me of the PlayStation 3 servers.
I mean, I don't know what's actually going on, but I think the whole concept of game subs is way off base. The concept of I think game subs for like Xbox One and PS4 are way off base. Are we talking like? Yeah, I didn't pay. I didn't play. I only played Xbox Online. I didn't do PS4. I didn't do PlayStation Online because it was garbage. I didn't like it. My PlayStation was only for single player games. That was it. What do you mean by, I mean, discount the games if you have the service? Well, I mean, we were talking about taking Game Pass and pushing it into the gold membership for Xbox.
Yeah.
So you're getting their cloud Game Passes service in their gold Xbox Live service. So it becomes one big thing. So you're getting their cloud service to play any game at any time they want without having to go out to the store and buy it, which is pretty freaking cool. Which is a great service, in my opinion. That's a great service. That's like the PS Now. You pay extra for that. That's like an extra $13 a month. You can pretty much play any game, $13 a month, either on your PC or on the PlayStation. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Microsoft has definitely been killing it this past year, man. This year and last year as well, with all the stuff that they've been announcing, plus all the companies that they're partnering up with as well.
Yep. Yeah, they're making good moves. They're making moves to get ready to like own the cross-platform area. Where Sony's still pivoting themselves to give you like the best experience on the console, which is great for like single player games, but for you pay monthly for access to a huge library. Yes, Origin Premier is a good example. I could totally agree. That's what Xbox and Sony should be doing. Like, give me your servers to play on, but give me access to pretty much every single game you ever released in the cloud. You know, and let me download it. $60 a year for all those games. That's freaking killer. That'd be awesome. That'd be insane. Or even $100. Hell, I pay $100 a year. You know, whatever. I just won't give EA money because, well, it's EA. But, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. So I just know that Game Pass is going to be very cool now between Xbox and PC, because there's a lot of things that are, that are between, like, say, the K2, the game, the Halo 6, what is it, Gears of War 5 that'll be coming out soon. Lots of crossplay between PC and Microsoft, first party games. And then hopefully we get to see some third party games that will get like Final Fantasy 14 is crossplay between the PS4 and the PC. If it comes on the Xbox, it'll have to be crossplay. They can't freaking silo that to the Xbox. That would kill themselves.
Right.
But hopefully we'll get like other games like Division 2, ESO, Ghost Recon, things like that. More, once they hit these Osiris servers, we see more crossplay in those type of games. That'd be sick. I'd be all in. I'd be so excited. I could finally play with all my cousins because they all own consoles. PS4 servers were dead for Final Fantasy 14. Are they? There's tons of PS4 players. Yeah, I bump into a lot of PS4 players. It's all the same servers. That they share the same servers.
Up with the PC as well.
Mm-hmm. I bump into a lot of PS4 players on Gilgamesh. My last FC, a lot of players played on the PS4. So, it's pretty cool. But, talking about MMORPGs, that's going to segue into our next topic. And this topic is pretty interesting. So it was about a week ago, there was a finding that Bethesda's, I think it was, yeah, Bethesda's, latest Elder Scrolls eventually taken down amid of cries of plagiarism. It got pulled. Elsewhere RPG is extremely similar to a D&D adventure published in 2016. So I hope it's not true, but. Weird, I thought that it makes sense when someone told me that it wasn't a server thing, but no more support. What? The PS3 servers got, because the PS3 servers got turned off, not PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, the PS3s got shut down. I think that was about, if I remember correctly, about a year or so ago. I think it was a year. I think it was a year ago when they did that.
Yeah, that last year, June last year, they pulled it off. They had to, because the PS3 servers were holding back production and keeping the game limited. You know, when you have older hardware, after a certain while, I'll probably do the same thing with Xbox One and PS4 as they move into current gen. They'll just kill those servers and be like, we gotta move forward, because it limits everything. I think this is more, I don't think this is for the actual game itself, the actual new game that's coming out. This is more of along their pen and paper adventure, not the actual video game. This is like their D&D topic. This is like their D&D version of, I guess, Elsewhere, their pen and paper version of it. It got pulled because, this is their tabletop thing. Yep. It got pulled because if you look at all this, it kind of like talks about, here's the Into the Desert, Nether, and it all kind of like pretty much not word for word, but it all pretty much falls in the same thing. Which is a super anal. Yeah, they are. Which is pretty crazy. You got wagon food, cart food. And if you look at it, they change some words, but it all kind of like falls into play of the characters have a turn. The players have a turn to protect themselves. The goods, the drivers, or camels before the storm hits. The players have one round to protect themselves. The carts, the drivers, and the good. Only Kareem is experienced to protect himself. There's a total of 10 things to save from the storm. And it goes through it, and it says, all right, you have cart food. Wagon 2, you have wooden. Wagon 3, weapons. Cart 4, statue of Mother of Mara. Statue, they changed the statue. So, which is pretty interesting that like they kind of like copied a lot from the original D&D adventure that was brought out in 2016. Was it the Black Road, I guess? So, and look, they didn't change this name here. Goblins, blue dragons of all kinds, as well as the occasional fire element. The goblins have been particularly nuisance lately, and even Zents can't stamp them all out. So they changed this up here. The statue made in the Imperial City itself. It's absolutely not small and not at all light. I don't know if it's magical, but I do not really care. I have been paid to transport it safely. So here, it kind of like, this is very different compared to that. But then, Shrine to Stall, a priestess in Rimmon will pay when the statue arrives in one piece. Chandral, a patress in Paranast, has offered whoever delivers a statue 50 gold points payable upon arrival. So, pretty crazy. They even changed this. Use the same name. It's just crazy.
Similarities between the Black Road and the Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere adventure includes almost identical location descriptions and notes for the dungeon master to follow. We're using the name Chandra Stole for a character using almost identical combat encounters and traps and identical adventure goals that involve delivering.
That's crazy. Crazy. And what Punk said was sad. Maybe it was just paying homage to the campaign adventure that someone at the ESO loved, but they got slapped for it. It's almost like someone like copying your wedding. I don't know if they're monetizing it. Honestly, I'm not sure if they're monetizing it. Maybe that is. Yeah, Chandra Stoll is a very common name. That's like naming your son, Michael. It's like naming your son Michael Anthony or, Joey Thomas, something like that. It's just, or, I don't know if they're monetizing this, honestly.
For what? The Bethesda thing?
This is copy and paste with some Mad Libs. It's one of the things. Only Italians. Michael Anthony, Joey Tom. His names popped in my head. Hey, yo. Troy Baker Donuts. Hey, what we doing? But yeah, so it was. This wasn't. I was talking to a few people today, and they're like, no, it's the actual game. It's the actual game. I'm like, I don't think it's the actual game. So I did some research on it, and I found this. We found this article. I'm like, no, it's not. It was just the pen and paper version of it. But I don't know. It's an interesting read. If I want to check it out here. There's a lot to go through. We're not going to read the whole thing. But it really just tells out like a lot of different things that were really just copy and pasted. And then they added in their own flair to it. Which is pretty interesting. So I don't know. It's definitely got pulled down though, so maybe they'll rework it and whatnot. So we'll see what happens. It was a free adventure, and I guess they bitched at it, which is crazy.
Yeah,
but it was just nuts. So I guess it's Ben Heisler and Paige Lightman just were not having that. They were just not having it, you know. Well,
definitely negative press though against.
Yeah, I guess Bethesda. Yeah. I mean, either way, whether it's free or not, and whether you're paying homage to you, you should have written your own thing, or at least change a lot more in it. You know, or use this as or use this side as a guide, and not just reject whether it's free or not. So I guess you know, whatever. But oh no, I don't. It's got pulled down, so maybe they're gonna work on it to change it around and maybe make it more towards the Elder Scrolls Online version, or maybe make their own thing again. I mean, Bethesda's a great storyteller, so I don't even know why they had to do this. And maybe to your point, that someone actually loved this whole adventure. But even then, like, Bethesda's a great storyteller, so I think they could have done their own thing for sure and come up with a great story.
Yeah.
So I think it was just silly.
I mean, look what all they did with the ESO and stuff, you know, and yeah. Other games. They definitely had really good story to those games.
Yep. I think it's something that could have been avoided. It's just silly, in my opinion. Ahead of you, a few days later, you see a black spot of moon on the horizon. You travel, it gets larger and larger, and Azam looks worried. Another caravan, likely Zents, normally suggests that we camp then with them safely. What do you think? And it says a few days later, you see a black spot moving on the horizon. As the caravan continues to travel, the spot becomes larger and larger. Kahim frowns and sounds worried. Another caravan. Normally, I would recommend that we travel together. The more, the better. But it seems to me they are skooma dealers, as far as my weird eyes can see. What do you think? I agree. The Elder Scrolls would be great. I just think they need to just rework, you know, redo their own thing, and maybe use something as a guide, but not, you know. I mean, it was just almost word for word here, so I could see where they got annoyed. So I don't know. It stinks it got pulled down though. I mean, hopefully they redo something with it and just make it their own, because this is kind of silly if you ask me. Like I said, Bethesda's an amazing storyteller. So, I don't know, I guess we'll see more on that.
They have definitely been making some poor decisions as of late, but I'm pretty sure they can definitely get through all of it and get back to normal due to all the backlash and stuff. But only time will tell if they continue to do this or not.
Right. Yep, we'll see what happens. It's been very interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I'm moving right through these topics. So our last big topic, and this one's interesting. I think this is going to be a good conversation. U.S. Senator introduces bill to ban loot boxes and pay-to-win microtransactions. This came out on 5/8, so what, 8 days ago? Almost a week ago this came out. A little over a week ago this came out. Senator Josh Hawley announced that a bill would ban loot boxes and pay-to-win microtransactions in games played by minors. A broad labor that Sanders says will include both games designed for kids under 18 and games who developers knowingly allow malware players to engage in microtransactions. Introducing the bill protecting children from abusive game acts to the U.S. Senate soon in press materials announcing bill. Hallie's team brought up Activision game Candy Crush. Example of this pay to win thanks to its $150 Lucius bundle that comes with a whole bunch of goodies. Virtual gambling, pretty much. When a game designed for kids, game developers shouldn't be allowed to monetize addiction, Holly said in the press release. And when kids play games designed for adults, they should be walled off from compulsive microtransactions. Game developers who knowingly exploit children should face legal consequences. Last fall, Trade Commission promised to investigate loot boxes following a letter from Senator Maggie Hassan. The Democrat and I guess New Hampshire. Hey man, I'm so for this. This needs to happen. Where do I sign up? I will definitely vote for this all day. Some companies have pulled back and practiced popular games like Overwatch, FIFA, and Apex Legends continue to make big money off of randomized microtransactions. Many of the games are both played by adults and children. Holly 39 has become known in Washington for criticizing major tech companies, Facebook and Google, also often accusing them of anti-conservative bias. Update at 12:18 the same day, the Entertainment Software Association, the video game industry lobbyist group, sent over a statement shortly after this bill was introduced. Numerous countries, including Ireland, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Australia, New Zealand, and United Kingdom, determined that these loot boxes do not constitute gambling. We look forward to sharing with the Senator the tools and information the industry already provides that keeps the control of in-game spending in parents' hands. Parents have the ability to limit or prohibit in-game purchases with the ease of parental use. Addiction is a disease. It is a disease. And the fact that they're putting, like, you know, spend $50 on this to gain this or to gain an extra roll, you know, you're pretty much inciting gambling. So you might as well just go to the freaking casino and just play Russian roulette. Yeah, let's play Russian roulette. Might as well play roulette and just freaking, you know, red 16 and see what the hell happens. I mean, that's essentially what you're doing.
Now, with Overwatch, it was definitely really bad. Like, yeah, with the loot boxes and stuff, especially when you got duplicates and stuff. As
well. Oh, I hate duplicates. Ugh. That's probably another big reason I stopped the game. It's a big reason I don't play Division 2. Because it's you're gambling on gear. You're gambling on the roll of gears. And it does get addicting, and it's just not fun. But that's a whole other side of the topic. But, yeah, the whole fact that I had to pay for, you know, microtransactions, or pay-to-win microtransactions and loot boxes to get the stuff in-game, when it used to just be, you log into the game, you play for 6 hours, and you get the stuff that you want. You're going to get it. You just got to put the time in. This freaking, this crap nowadays where, like, I want it now because, God forbid, you can't play a few hours in front of your freaking computer. So what the fuck is the point of gaming? Excuse my language. Like, seriously. I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me. I really hope they do something with this because I'm over microtransactions. I'm over banned loot boxes. One of the big selling...
Especially with mobile.
Warframe
mobile
actually did away
horrible
with
it.
Mobiles. Candy Crush is a big topic in this one, so hopefully they get rid of that. Mobile's huge for it, so hopefully they get rid of it. Punk says Warframe actually did away with one of their big selling randomized loot rewards when someone dumped like 2K in a couple hours. Yeah, hooray morale.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I remember that.
I don't remember that. I didn't really play Warframe a lot, but that's crazy.
That's another game I would like to have crossplay.
That'd be cool. Oh my god, that'd be sick. But yeah, I want all this to go away. Like, this has plagued gaming for many years. It just plagues gaming. Like, it's just a plague, in my opinion. It doesn't do anything good. Doesn't do any good at all in gaming. It's just, I feel like it pulls developers away from actual, like, real content, and you're building all this crap, side crap that you can just make money off of. Yeah. Down with crew crates and DLCs. Dude, DLCs should be free. I'm sorry. It shouldn't be free. It should be just part of the game. Freaking stop.
Exactly. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, I definitely agree with that as well, because I remember back on, like, the original Xbox and the PlayStation 2 and stuff like that, where we got complete games as a whole, instead of, you know, if I remember correctly, Halo 2 back on the original Xbox was the first game to implement DLCs.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
The map packs and stuff.
Oh, no.
After that, that's when it started to get well known, and that's how, like, season passes and stuff like that existed. I personally think season passes should never exist.
No, season passes are not a joke.
Yes. Like, for Call of Duty, for example, it's like $50 for a freaking season pass, and you barely get anything at all for it.
Yeah. It's just silly. Like, you should just be given the game, and, like, I don't know what happened to just playing a game, and now everything has to be bought offhand. Like, oh, you want that, you gotta buy it. Like, I'm cool with this. Like, you come here and you go to, like, you know, let me click on Ghost Recon and go to Club Rewards, and I'm cool with, like, gaining points in game, and you can buy, like, different shit like that. Like, that's, I think you should give big rewards like this to people. So you can actually play. You know, you can people can buy your game then. Oops. Of all the cool things in there. But even the problem with this, I feel like, is that when you're so focused on monetization of trying to make that money, you're not focusing on content that's gonna make your game great. You're focusing on stupid shit that's not gonna make your game good at all. This is simply side fun things that if I want to buy it, this should never be the focus of your game. If this is the focus of your game, to me, your game has no substance. I don't want to play it. It's nothing to me. You got nothing good here except for, hey, buy my stuff because we're trying to make money and stay afloat, and you got nothing. I think monetization of loot boxes and everything and things like that is just a joke. I think it's garbage and needs to go. So I hope this bill goes through, it gets approved and passed, and we can start seeing loot boxes and loot boxes and microtransactions. Pay to win microtransactions is thrown off. Like microtransactions that won't do any harm to the game. They're like, oh, do I really need this new stupid kitty as a mount? Like, do I really need that? And she's just like, no, I don't need that, and don't have to buy it. It's not going to do anything for the game. It's not going to help you win. It's not going to do anything for you. It's just a stupid graphic. I think those are okay microtransactions, but let's pay to win. Danny says, I think I'd rather do the challenges to get points for in-game stuff rather than pay to win. No, I agree. That's what we just talked. Yeah, we brought up Uplay. Right? Uplay has a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, Uplay, yeah. That's why I love Ubisoft, man, because they implement stuff to where you can literally get from, like, getting achievements and stuff during the game, and you can usually, like, you can literally use those points to either get soundtracks, you can get costumes and stuff, you can get weapon skins and everything like that without paying a dime.
Yep.
At all.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you look at, like, this is Far Cry 5 right now. You get your U coins, I guess they're called, whatever the hell it's called. You do these certain things, and you have to do certain challenges, and you get rewards. So you have to get achievements for like every specific achievement you get. Some of them give you rewards. None of them here give you rewards. This one does. Oh, here you go. Club challenges. That's what it is. Club challenges. You get club challenges and you complete the missions, you get prizes. Which is pretty freaking cool. So the more you do that, the more stuff you get. Not every single one gives you U-coins, but you can get them 20, 30, 40, and you can unlock some fun stuff. You know? That's what it should be. Not this freaking, let me buy it and win automatically. Punk says, I mean, even the battle pass systems aren't bad a way to monetize and still make people work for the rewards. I agree. You know, certain things, I think are okay, but I just think it's silly. I think it's silly to give, what is it? Oh my God, what am I saying? Pay to win microtransactions and loot boxes. And loot boxes are really bad for gambling, because you're buying loot boxes and trying to get that one item, and next thing you know, you're freaking broke because you spent $1,000 on virtual freaking currency that you never got your item, and you got 5 duplicates. It's like, what?
Yeah, no. Fortnite was also like that as well for the Save the World campaign.
Yeah.
I remember that a while back, and they took it out due to backlash and stuff.
It's silly. Like, it shouldn't be there. It shouldn't exist. Again, because I also feel like you're also taking away from, like, the main production of your game. So things like that. Like, you're taking away from production.
For Battlefront 2. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how many games I actually have. So. Holy snap. I have so... Why do I have so many freaking Ubisoft games? It's crazy. I gotta play a New Dawn.
Nothing wrong with that, though. It's a great company.
I love them a lot, yeah. Ubisoft makes them good.
Why, you got Rocksmith?
Yeah, I used to play it. I stopped, though. Yeah. I wanted to play that. I never finished it. Haven't even started playing it. Played it a little bit. Never played it. Used to play that all the time on whatever freaking console it was. I played these a little bit, played that a little bit. I stopped playing the Fractured Butthole. Didn't play it. Splinter Cell is amazing. Have to play it. Beat it. Didn't play it. Beat it. Have to play it. Beat it.
Yes.
Play it a little bit. Never played it. In the middle of playing it. Never played it. Played it a little bit. Beat this. Yeah, because Ubisoft is for the win.
They're going to be possibly showing off a new Splinter Cell this year at E3.
Oh, they are showing off a new Splinter 3 off this year. It was definitely confirmed. Like, it was secret. Like, not, but like, there was a tweet that went out. It's definitely going to be shown at E3. I'm excited for that. I love Splinter Cell. This is probably my favorite stealth action game. This and Metal Gear Solid, I played the hell out of on the PlayStation 1.
Right.
I love stealth games. That's why I love Ghost Recon so much. I love being stealthy and just going around taking things out. Yeah, new Splinter Cell game definitely be coming out. I'm excited for that. So, we'll see. Oh, they're giving away a free game on Ubisoft, by the way. If you're into like
which game?
Sports, it's called Steep. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, sweet! They're giving away Steep. That game's actually really fun.
Yeah, if you're like into X Games and snowboarding and like extreme like sports and shit like that, this is free to free right now on Ubisoft store. Oh, you know what? There's actually another article I want to talk about really quick. Let's bring it up really quick. Ubisoft store. There was actually a news article I was reading the other day. I forget the hell it was. I forget where the article was. I don't know what it was, but on Uplay as the first game. There was an article talking about how they ended up on Epic, but they actually sold more copies, I think, of The Division 2 through their store. This might have been the article. Let's see. Ubisoft reported financial profitability in its full year 2018-19 earnings report with net bookings of more than $2.27 billion in line with the target for the year around $2.3 billion. The company showed a particular strength on the PC, while net bookings were up 79%, accounting for 27% of the company total for the year. That figure is up for 18% in the previous year, along with its mobile is the only platform to increase the slice of the pie. The PSP dropped from 42% to 36%. The Xbox One slipped from 23 to 20. The Nintendo Switch dropped from 7 to 6. And the remainder, Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, have held steady at 2%. For the final quarter, okay, so somewhat surprising, Division 2 fell short of Ubisoft's expectation console. On PC, however, its performance was in line with the first Division's massive launch and drove a huge 10 times increase in sales over Division 1. Okay. Here we go. The dramatic increase could be viewed as indictment. That the dramatic increase could be viewed as an indictment of Ubisoft's decision to shift its release from Steam to Epic, but it also reflects that the success of Ubi strategy explained CEO Yves Guillemot this year to draw attention and increase use of his own store. So it's like, we'll team up with you and then promote our own store and we'll sell more games on our store than Epic Games. So it's like, they got direct profit from that, and I'm sure there are people who have bought on the Epic Store, but they increased their store, their store presence, you know, a good amount, at least by tenfold, comparing to like last year, because how many people bought it on Steam? They didn't get good sales on Epic Game Store. A lot of people came to the Ubi, like me myself, I came to the Ubi Play Store and bought it. I'm not gonna buy it off Epic Games. I don't want to give Epic money. I don't like what they do. I don't like how they conduct business. So I came here and bought. And most of these games I own on Ubisoft. Yeah, they got them. That was a very strategic thing. Like they were smart about it. So it was very smart. You know, so if people are buying Epic, they're getting extra, getting more money. Fine, yeah, sure. But they're using it to get people to come to their own store because they know people are kind of upset with the whole Steam bullshit going on, Epic BS going on. So it's crazy.
Definitely hope this bill goes through, though.
Yeah, me too. But I thought this was interesting. This is a great, that was an interesting article. If I want to read about that more.
Oh, yeah, man.
So cool. Being on the Epic Store really helped to actually do more of our business on our own store. He said at the time the Division 2 pre-orders and Uplay were 6 times higher than for the Division 1. That's just everyone bought it through Steam and Division 1. And then once everyone was like, oh, you're not on Steam anymore, well, we're going to go right to your store. Why? Well, fuck Epic. Which is pretty much what happened. You're like, screw you, Epic. We're not giving you money. People voted with their wallet. We're not going to support Epic. And I wonder if Epic sees that. Epic has to be feeling that. Like, they partnered with so much. And I wonder how much money they actually saw from Division 2. I would love to see those numbers. I would love to see the numbers compared between Epic Gaming Store versus how much they made there versus how much they actually made on the Ubisoft Store. That's just crazy. Wow. Interesting. So, some good topics here tonight. This one made me laugh a lot, actually. I think I read this yesterday. I was like, that's hilarious. Oh, man. So, the last topic we have is going to be, if you could have any game remastered, doesn't matter what system, doesn't matter what platform or what year, what game would you want to see remastered and brought back to current gen and current gaming? Not remade. I'm talking about remastered. Like, they keep everything the same and just remaster the game. Redo the graphics and bring it to, like, modern version of gaming. What game would you see? What game would you want to be seen to be remastered? We're going to make that question of the week.
It's a hard choice, man. That's a really hard choice because there's so many great games.
Command & Conquer minus EA, which is Hypnotic says. Punk Shoe says Final Fantasy Tactics, Final Fantasy 7, Final Fantasy 9. Well, 7 is coming out as a remake, not a remaster. And Final Fantasy 9, I would love a remaster of Final Fantasy 9, dude. I love 9. 9 was a great story. I love VV, man. VV was awesome. He was a deep character.
I would either say Parasite Eve or the original Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh, two good games. Parasite Eve was a sick game, dude. That was a great game. The Mitochondria, they had abilities. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. And Metal Gear Solid, the first one in the PS1 was so good. Oh, my God. It was ahead of its time. Star Ocean. Ooh. That's tough because I'm not a big fan of all the Star Oceans. I like some of them, but not all of them.
Took my game, Danny. I see how it is.
What'd you say?
Legend of Dragoon.
Hell yeah, Legend of Dragoon. I would have to say Chrono Trigger. That needs to be remastered. I would love to see that remastered. Love to see it. Yo, what is up, Namaste? How's it going? Welcome into the stream. This is our third episode for gaming talk. We're talking about different topics, gaming in general, really. All the news that's going on out there. I appreciate you coming in. And I hope you're having a good day. we got some dancing emotes in here. Which one? Chrono Trigger? Or Parasite Eve? Or Metal Gear Solid? That was a lot of good games named there that were really good. There's a lot of good games that were named that were really good there. So
there's also another game that I would definitely
send nudes
for a remake. I would not remake, but like remaster. I would say Jade Empire, but not under EA.
But not wait, why?
I wouldn't want it getting remastered under EA because they
Command
would
and Conquer. Yeah, they would destroy it.
Oh no, not Command & Conquer, Jade Empire.
Oh, Jade Empire. Oh yeah, Jade Empire was another good one. Jade Empire was sick. Oh my gosh, if Jade Empire came through as a freaking remaster, oh my gosh, that'd be awesome. I would love to see that remastered. But the way BioWare and EA are right now, they need to just get themselves back together. I can't even deal with them. What happened to my chat? A chat broke. Like I'm seeing it on pop on my screen, but it's not popping up on. There we go. That was weird. I had to refresh it. But yeah, I would definitely just if I had to choose 3, I would need to see Chrono Trigger, Legend of Dragoon. Oh, and Legend of Legaia.
Those I would also three. Say Mass Effect 1 yeah, and Lost Odyssey.
Yeah, but it's EA, dude. I can't trust EA. Like, it's EA, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
But Lost Mass Odyssey. Effect. Oh, my gosh. That Mass game Effect. Was sick.
Which one?
Lost Odyssey was insane, dude. Lost Odyssey was a good game. That was a very story-driven game, and some of those stories were beautiful. Like, and they were like tear-jerk freaking story. Knights of the Old Republic. Oh yeah. But again, dude, it's BioWare. Like, BioWare just needs to get their shit together. I can't trust BioWare to remake Obsidian anything. Obsidian
made the second one.
Knights of the Old Republic. Oh yeah.
Obsidian made the second one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did. That's very true. Huh. That's really cool. So really quick, did you see what they did to D-Lock?
No. What did they do?
Check this out. The new dashboard. Unless I've always been there, I'm just missing it now. I'm just seeing this now.
What the heck?
Right? That's pretty cool. Community news.
Then it shows. Yeah.
If you go over to your to your channel, yeah, it's pretty cool. It tells you right off the bat how much Leon you have, who you're following, who's live, the red circle. I'm glad they brought this back. I like this. This was great. Yes. I was sad they got rid of this, but I'm glad they brought this back so I can see right away, as soon as I come into the stream, who I follow and who's live. So I can just click on them and go check them out. I really like this a lot. This is always cool.
I think I like this a lot better than the way it was when we first came over.
Yeah.
I mean,
dinner time. They're back later. Yo, bye, punk.
It's definitely a good concept at first to be able to like have a chat to interact with people, but people use that and put their own channels inside of each channel in general.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why they got rid of it.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I mean, it was bad. Like, it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. The way they were using it. It ended up becoming like a lot of people use it for self-promotion and whatnot, which was silly. You know, unless I'm in the States, you know, to use their stuff for self-promotion, you really shouldn't self-promote. Like, just be courteous. Just be chill.
Right. The only time when I do it is like, you know, when
I really like that.
I
really cool.
have like, you know, friends or stuff or someone that I've known for a long time and stuff, you know, or somebody that comes into my chat a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's the only time when I literally shout out people.
Yeah, no. Yeah, even shouting out people. Like, but more along the lines of just coming to your channel and just like saying, or coming to anything really, and say, hey, follow me here, or I'm live, or this, that, the other thing. It's like, dude, chill out. Chill out.
That's also with like the whole chest situation is open the chest.
Yeah.
Put it.
So, alright.
What were we saying, man? Oh, we forgot to talk about Dauntless.
Oh, yeah. Big news. Thank you, Des. If you are a like Monster Hunter fan and you like Monster Hunter and games like that, like those kind of grinding gear games, Dauntless, let's bring it up here so people can see it. There's some big, awesome news that's coming out for it. PlayDauntless.com. I'll drop it in here for people who want to check it out.
Oh, it has a whole new detailed character creator too.
Yeah. So this is like if you look at the artwork, it's very like this is very Fortnite-y, if you ask me. But it's like a Monster Hunter type game. You go out into different lands, you destroy these big these things called behemoths. I'm looking to see here we go, huge behemoths. You seek out your other slayers, you have to find, you're called slayers. You go out, you team up with them, and you go across the realms or worlds, destroying on the isles, and you destroy these big behemoths. I was looking for like media screenshots, so we can find some screenshots of these big behemoths. These are them. Like, they're very cool looking. It's got like a Borderlands Fortnite feel to it, kind of. Like the cell shading like artwork, but the models are very Fortnite looking. These are some of the big like bosses you'll fight, which are very cool. They have different classes. You know, I have like the what is this, like the Lancer type class. You have swords, great swords, hammers. Now they added a gun class. But the cool thing about it is they actually are going crossplay. They are pushing. They obviously went to the Epic Game Store, and the reason behind doing that is because Epic Game Store had pretty much, you know, Epic has set the standard for, not set the standard, but it's really pushing on the PC side for crossplay, which is very cool, along with Microsoft. Yeah. So now they'll be able to do some crossplay between Xbox and PS4, which is very cool. And I'm not sure about the Switch. There is a Switch version coming out, which would be badass. Yes. I'll be playing that on toilet.
I think they did confirm that it will have crossplay.
Okay, that'd be cool. But yeah, so you can download this free to play, and it'll be console on 2019, this year. I think sometime in June or July it comes out. It launches on May 21st. It does. So this will be coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Epic Games Store on May 21st. I don't know about crossplay. I just know that it will be. I just know that it'll be on the Epic Store and all the systems next week. What is that? What day is that? That's a Wednesday. A Tuesday. So.
Yep. This coming Tuesday. But that gives me enough time to literally get caught up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm deep in the game, but not that deep. So, you know, a few days you're going to be caught up with me. And then what we're going to do, like, every Thursday. We don't have a podcast. Well, there's no podcast next Thursday. I'm actually going on vacation. I'm going up to Foxwoods. I'm gonna vlog everything, though, and make a cool video behind it. Phoenix Labs. Was Phoenix Labs actually ever on Steam? I don't think they were. They might have been. I don't remember.
I think it was.
I don't remember ever downloading it from there. I never remember downloading it from there. I always downloaded its own launcher.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it was off of their website.
Yeah, maybe they had other games on Steam, but I only remember them for this. I don't remember them for anything else, honestly.
I know they fully confirmed that they will be adding in a lot more classes for this game.
Yeah.
They're going to be like compared to how it was for the beta. It definitely has came a long way compared to how it was beforehand.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When it first came out, it was bland. Really bland.
Huge. There you go, crossplay.
I'm definitely looking forward to playing this and see how it is, you know, for all the new stuff that they added in. Because they said, like, when it's literally going to be getting switched over to Epic Games, and once it's coming to console and stuff, they're going to be changing around a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I played this a while back. I played it when it was in beta, and now it's like not in beta anymore. It's also coming to mobile. So, I don't know what the hell they're playing. I don't know. I never really paid attention to Phoenix Labs. I mean, I like Dauntless. Dauntless is fun. The only problem I have with like games like these is they can get boring very quickly. It's just one of those games I only can play like once a week. Because I can't grind games like this. Because there's really no substance. There's no substance for me. I promise to say. Oh, yeah. That seems the case these days, you know. But on Thursdays after our podcast, when this is finally crossplay, Des and I will be jumping on after the podcast to do some playing of Dauntless. So it'll be on crossplay. So whoever wants to jump on and play, we'll still be streaming. Jump on, play, and get some Monster Slam going. It'll be fun. It'll be very cool, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for crossplay to happen.
You know you want to, man.
I know there's people in the Discord, in the Mordas Discord that play, that I would be more than likely to definitely hang out and jump in. So we probably got like two groups going on, which would be cool. There's a bunch of people that will definitely play Dauntless with us. So we'll definitely have some big groups going on. It'll be very, very cool. So yeah, we'll definitely be looking forward to this. This will start up as soon as it's crossplay kicks in. It's being called One Dauntless. Danny wants to play. Yeah, let's play. Let's go. It'll be awesome.
No, you're not allowed, Danny. No.
No. So.
I'm just messing with you.
But was it Phoenix Labs? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was Phoenix Labs.
Phoenix Labs, Steam, Epic.
But of course, you could definitely join in on this, Danny.
Phoenix Labs on the quest for. No, they only have one game. It's Dauntless. I don't remember them having another game. Yep. Maybe you're thinking of a different game. This is their only game they're making.
Yeah, this is their first game ever.
I'll play it on Thursdays with viewers and Dez and whoever wants to play. But I won't be it'll just be Thursdays. I won't have any. This is games I can't play. Like, I just can't. It just gets very repetitive, and the only thing I'm chasing after is armor. It's fun with friends, right. But I played it like 3-4 times a day, 3-4 times a week with for a little bit, and I was like, I just can't do this. there's no substance. Like, I want something. I want story. I want bigger things to do. It's definitely not Phoenix Labs, dude. Phoenix Labs has one game.
But yeah, this is definitely something to fill in the gap until me and Danny gets Final Fantasy 14.
Oh yeah, definitely. That'll be fun.
Like, Final Fantasy 14 is probably gonna be my main MMO that I'm gonna be playing.
Yeah, they don't have any other games, dude. This is just Dauntless.
Unless if there's gonna be some really good MMO games coming out besides, Final Fantasy 14. Oh, is that the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is it. I don't know. There's so many games that happen that are doing that right now where they get on Steam, people take pre-orders, and they jump over to freaking Epic because they get a better deal, and then it just burns customers, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah. Other than that, I think, guys, this has been a great podcast, again, as usual. We appreciate everyone coming out and hanging out. We're at, the hour and almost 15 minute mark, which is awesome, which means less editing to do. but do you have any other topics we want to go over really quick, or I think we covered everything, I think, pretty well. Had some good conversation behind it.
I think we're good.
Yeah. So
definitely talked about a lot of things today though.
Yeah, no, we definitely did. So I think while we got this open, everyone that's in chat, I want to open the chest up. I think we're gonna try and do this Thursdays. I want to actually do it for the end of the week. My channel, there we go. I don't like the fact that they go my channel and do that. I think it's silly. I wish there was a dashboard where I could just do it from.
Yeah.
So we're gonna definitely open the chest. The chest has 107 Lino in it. So we're gonna open it up to everyone that's in here. I appreciate everyone coming in, hanging out with us, and chilling. I just want to give back to everyone just chilling in here, spending your time. I just want to do this now, and let's just give you guys back, because you guys are awesome. Always donating, chilling, hanging out, and spending your time here, which means a lot, and I very much appreciate. So let's get some Lino going. I wish I could do a drum roll or something, but I don't have that. I gotta add stuff to it. And we're gonna be like, drum roll, please! There you go. Phoenix Point. The hell is Phoenix Point? Oh yeah, I remember reading about this. Yes, XCOM creators. Yes, I do remember reading about this. Yep, it's worth $2.5 million. That's $2.25 million. That's crazy. All right, guys, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, opening chest, distribute rewards. Thank you all so much. That's exciting. Push the button, hurry up and push the button. Push the button! You didn't get any buttons? Oh, we got 15 seconds to push that button! Push the 14, button!
13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
you're, 4. You're behind! 2, 1. Oh, you're saying. Oh, nice! Damn. Hypnotic and Dez, the big winners. Winner chicken. Lino?
Later, chicken Lino. Oh man.
Oh, awesome, guys. Well, congrats, everyone. Thank you all so much for hanging out. It's been awesome. Sir. Of course. I appreciate it. So I think what's gonna happen is we're gonna be doing this Oh geez, not to give it back, dude. I don't do that so you guys can give it back. I appreciate that, Diz.
I always gotta contribute to my friend, man.
Oh my gosh, you guys are too awesome. Thank you guys so much. I open it so you guys can give it back. I appreciate you guys so much. We got Lemon Sherbert in the house. But guys, This is awesome. Again, an awesome little podcast. I love you guys so much. Deceptus is always fun hanging out with you and doing these podcasts. I think that's it for tonight. We're gonna go ahead and sign off. I think I got the audio working, so I'm gonna go ahead and definitely put this one up onto the Anchor, and you'll be able to get it on Anchor and everywhere else where you can get podcasts. So go to Anchor, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, everything like that. I'm working on the other two. I have to find a way to rip it, and VLC is not playing nice with me. So we'll get it there. But guys, again, another awesome podcast in the books. I appreciate you all. And let's head on out of here, Dez.
Sorry, what was that? Your voice
We're going to head on out of here.
All right. Have a good one, everyone. Thank you all for stopping by and hanging out. Hope you all enjoyed the podcast.
There you go. Mike is muted. That was awesome.
Oh, it definitely was, man.
I love those. It's a fun to do. It's definitely more fun to do when you actually like have a friend to do it with. So it's been awesome. 3 episodes so far.
Oh yeah, man.
So, but cool shit.
I'm definitely really enjoying this, man. At first I was definitely really nervous about it, but now I'm starting to get the hang of it a lot. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like you just get on and just talking, you know, just talking to crap with friends. It's nothing like crazy or anything like nuts. It's a lot of fun for sure, though. I'm gonna stop the stream. We will compile the then we'll compile this, then we can download it. Cool deal. We set up 5 viewers most of the night.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Oh boy.
Why?
Robert Pattinson is set to play Bruce Wayne and Matt Reeves the Batman. And it's that one dude off of Twilight.
I don't know who that is. Who's Pat Peter? Who is it?
Robert Pattinson, Pattinson.
I don't know who that is. I might if I see him, but I don't know who that is.
Robert Pattinson. Here, I'll send you a thing on.
I'm downloading the whatchamacallit right now. Oh.
Tonight was definitely fun.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it a lot.
We have some good. Oh yeah, I know who he is. Oh, this dude, the guy that plays freaking Edward.
Yeah.
Great. Is he gonna be shiny too?
Oh. I don't know. Matt Reeves is a really good director, so I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Only time will tell.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to download this. Oh, wait. Fuck. I have to edit this now. Shit.